This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados embarking on a significant diversification of its renewable energy drive to keep costs down. An independent senator warns that the newly announced visitor licensing fee could hurt car rental companies. Senior counsel Andrew Pilgrim taking a drug case sentence to the Caribbean Court of Justice, and Grenada's former prime minister in good spirits after collapsing at a party meeting. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados plans significant diversification of its renewable energy drive with a major wind farm to be launched in the coming weeks. This was disclosed by Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, who notes that the costly nature of battery storage for solar-generated electricity increases the price of that form of energy. She said the focus is on ensuring that there are more fixed capacity and base load projects, because renewable energy expansion purely based on battery storage has a negative impact on prices.
In the course of coming weeks, we will be launching Barbados' first major wind farm. Initially, long talked about, we have one wind farm in St. John, in Ventures St. John, that's under a megawatt. We have another one that was broken on in Ashford in St. John, that's also supposed to be under a megawatt. We don't have anything larger than that, but wind, unlike solar, is day and night. So you don't have to have the additional investment that goes along with solar. Equally, we now have for Lamberts in St. Lucie and all the way down to St. Thomas, a corridor. 30 to 50 megawatts of wind will be going out to pre-qualifications at the end of this month, no later.
A hydrogen project is also planned as part of efforts to keep down the cost of renewable energy.
Now, we want also to be able then to launch during the course of this year the hydrogen project that you may have heard me speaking about. Again, more fixed capacity projects, more base load projects. That project allows us to be able to use battery storage for short-term storage, but to use hydrogen for long-range storage that also helps to drive the cost down.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. Independent Senator Kevin Boyce is raising concerns over the new visitor licensing fee announced in the budget, warning that it is too high and could put legitimate car rental companies at a disadvantage. He was speaking during the debate on the appropriations bill in the upper house.
The new visitor licensing fee, sir, from $10 to get a license to $10 per day, is a bit high. So if you have a one-week rental, it moves from $10 to $70. But this is what I am seeing, sir, and I've had discussions with the car rental gentlemen. There's already an unlicensed car rental market exists in Barbados. So you can go and get a car which doesn't have an age plate and rent it for a certain amount of money. The age plate person now is faced with his markups because he has to pay his taxes, NIS, and all the other good stuff, which is going up. Plus the new fee, a customer who doesn't have all the moral shackles is saying, well, I will go to the fellow who I do have to pay this extra money to.
Mr. Boyce stressed the need for careful consideration of how the fee will be implemented. He also noted that the entity responsible for enforcing it must be properly equipped to ensure its effectiveness.
I went on the website last night because I have another one of my friends visiting to get the license. And the BRA told me quite blithely to try the transaction again at another time. He is still waiting with the email that he submitted to get the license. If it is implemented as contemplated, we are then relying on who to, one, calculate the tax for the period of the rental, two, to segregate and account for the tax for the period of the rental. Because if the BRA website is not working and the legal car rental persons have to collect this money, segregate it, and provide it to the government, it raises issues and, of course, it increases costs.
Independent Senator Kevin Boyce. Senior counsel Andrew Pilgrim is taking a case for his client to the Caribbean Court of Justice as he questions a sentence in a drug-related case. Mr. Pilgrim was speaking to Starcom Network News after he and colleague Marty Garnes successfully fought for Danny Lamar Husbands to be freed for possession of 90 grams of marijuana on an appeal after a summary decision. He says it is the principle of the decision he's questioning, even though the sentence was only 3 months in prison.
When our favorite Californians, beds in a wheelchair, out as long as they get a day. I think if a man doesn't deserve a day in prison, doesn't deserve a day in prison. So I don't think it's okay. Well, it's only 3 months. They're going to do it time. I wouldn't like to do a day. I wouldn't like to do 3 days. I wouldn't even like to do 3 hours. I wouldn't like anybody to have to go and do 3 months if they could get a fine instead and pay. So it's the principle. We want to see sentences being as consistent as possible. We accept that sentences will vary from case to case and that sometimes there will be a need for a sentence for a person to be higher. But generally speaking, you want to assume that if a person is coming before court with a certain type of quantity, that they will get a particular type of sentence.
He further stated that some drug traffickers into Barbados have been simply fined for large quantities, while harsher penalties are meted out to locals.
The Republic is now moving beyond the stage where marijuana was considered to be this serious scourge, right? We moved from the point where, for example, a fellow with a spliff was going to prison because we've changed the law and said, well, if you have under 14 grams, we are going to allow you to get a citation, a ticket, and pay that. Also gone on to say that we accept that cannabis is now a sacrament that is used by Rastafarians. So the approach to marijuana entirely has changed, and the courts have changed as well. And so when we see some things like what has happened to Danny Husbands happen, it makes you think that we're kind of slipping back into the old thing. My role is hopefully to try to ensure that the decisions are consistent with each other.
Senior Counsel Andrew Pilgrim. There's a call to action for the next generation of Barbadians to remain bold and resilient in the ongoing challenges facing particularly young women in relation to gender equality and wage disparity. Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, Senator Dr. Chantelle Munro-Knight, made that call while she delivered remarks at the opening of the UN Sustainable Development Goals Youth Forum at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center.
We say to you that boys and girls are equal, and you have some level of experience of that. The SDGs say to you that there are still some challenges. That young women, yes, you can aspire to anything that you want to be, but there are certain professions in which you will never get the same wage as a man for doing more work. That's what the Sustainable Development Goals is talking about when it talks about gender equality. All of the actresses that you see and you look in Hollywood, all of them are fighting, again, because of the level of gender inequality. That's the world that we face.
Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, Senator Dr. Chantelle Munro-Knight. The announcement of a partnership between the Maritime Institute of Ireland and Barbados' Coastal Zone Management Unit has been hailed as a significant boost to the island's efforts within the blue economy. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of the Environment and National Beautification, Yolande Howard, says the start of a complete survey of Barbados' seafloor in August will accelerate efforts across the ministry.
It is a large space which we have not really fully understood. We have been using our coast and our nearshore environments for tourism and some of our wider oceans for fisheries over the last 50 plus years. But this is a time for us to be able to truly understand what the blue economy can provide for us. And as Minister Strawn earlier alluded to, we started a process back in 2018 to truly look at developing our blue economy. But one of the things we really understood is that we had to understand ourselves what the magnitude of that blue economy was, and then we have to ensure that Barbadians understand what that means. And a part of that process started with the development of a blue economy roadmap.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Environment and National Beautification, Yolande Howard. Finally, Grenada's Prime Minister, Deacon Mitchell, is urging Grenadians to keep former Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell in their prayers after he collapsed during a public meeting of his party's new national party last night.
How you treat them? Sisters and brothers, I'm blacking out.
However, a statement from the party noted that the former prime minister is in good spirits and was battling the flu but remained committed to delivering his budget presentation. The party says he was also emotionally overwhelmed after the passing of a close family member on Sunday night. Mitchell, the longest-serving prime minister in Grenada's history, told gathered members of the NNP that he was blacking out before losing consciousness. Recapping the headlines. Barbados embarking on a significant diversification of its renewable energy drive to keep costs down. An independent senator warns that the newly announced visitor licensing fee could hurt car rental companies. Senior counsel Andrew Pilgrim takes a drug case sentenced to the Caribbean Court of Justice, and Grenada's former prime minister in good spirits after collapsing at a party meeting. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.